Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cullenbine trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is called out on strikes. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards short. Steven settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac catches it and throws to first to double up Moore. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seary hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Gutteridge scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar moves to third. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Mel Harder. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Rosar scores. Mack moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kramer covering, for the out. Mack scores. O'Day moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Browns. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Day scores. It's 4-3, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Cullen Bine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoog. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Joe Heving. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoog bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to third. Rocco moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett pinch hits for Pat Seary. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grant scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Orris Hockett now playing left field. Jim Bagby now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoog. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoog. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0-3 in the game. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Allie Reynolds pinch runs for Rusty Peters. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Rosar moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoog takes first base on ball 4. Rosar scores. Reynolds moves to third. Rocco moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Browns. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Rocco scores. Hoog moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoog scores. Hockett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, Indians. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Boudreau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Cullenbine goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-7, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. Rosar is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Mac strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pote now pitching. Milt Burns pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoag. Burns reaches second base with a double. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.